Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Samach Aleph, the last line on Daf Samach Amabez, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Nutes Amabez, which is the fourth takon of the Mishnah, which states, Mitzuda Iskayev Oipis Vidogim, when you have traps for animals or for birds or for fish, Yeshbe Mishum Gezel and Play Dakashom, that even though Midurisa there is no din of Gezel, however, Rabbanim Mesakin, that there is Gezel and Play Dakashom, and Rabbi Yasi Emmet Gezel Gomer, Rabbi Yasi says it's considered Gezel Gomer, and as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yasi doesn't mean it's Gezel Gomer Midurisa, Rabbi Yasi says it's Gezel Gomer Midrabbanon. And the Gemara will discuss what is the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yasi. And the Gemara begins that although it seems in the Mishnah that there is no way that someone will be over on Gezel Gomer Midoraisa if he traps Chayis Oifeso Dogim, however, our Gemara begins, but Isabel Ahiri Kuli Amalei Pligi, that there is no question if someone traps Chayis Oifes and Dogim in a type of trap like Isabel Ahiri, which Rashi says are Rishta Shalchutin Shiyeshlan Toich, which are traps of rope that have a Toich, or Ahiri Shalgemi, that are made out of reeds. And in either case, Rashi says, and Samach Aleph and Aleph, Kuli Amoy Pligi, the Kivin, the Yeshlam Teich, since when the Chayas, the Oifis, and the Dugim are trapped in such traps, they are sitting inside the Kli, so Konale Kalev, his Kalev will be Koina, Vahavi Gezel Gomer, and that would be considered Gezel Gomer Midraisa, both Lefi the Tanakama and Lefi Rabbi Yasi, and Ki Pligi, Belechavi Kukri, that the only time there's Machlek is between Tanakama and Rabbi Yasi is by those types of traps, which are similar to a Lechi and Kukri, and Rashi explains a Lechi is a simple type of hook, Kukri is Shar Mitsuda, Sumachshalim, different types of traps, that one takes a very long string and places it in the river, and instead of only having one hook, he has multiple hooks that are attached to the rope, and that becomes a trap to trap multiple fish. But in any case, there is no teich, and therefore there is machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yasi, and all agrees that certainly, since it's not your kelim, so you can't be koina midraisa, and therefore if someone takes the chaya, the ifis, or the dogim that you trap using such a trap, it would certainly not be ivan gezel deraisa, and the Tanakam holds it's only Gezel and Pedaka Shalom, and Rabbi Yasi holds it's Gezel Gomer Midrabanon. And the Gemara doesn't yet explain the chiluk between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yasi, and we'll see that in a moment. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the fifth Takana in the Mishnah that was made with Pedaka Shalom, which was that Mitzias Kharashait Vikotin Yeshbe Mashum Gezel and Pedaka Shalom. And once again, Rabbi Yasi argues in this case in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yasi Emir Gezel Gomer. And Ram Shif says that we shouldn't be gurus the word Mitzias Kharashait Vikotin, as the only thing that the Gemara will now explain is the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yasi, and therefore it really should be going back on the first din where we saw the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yasi, which is of course the takana of Mitzudas Chayva if Vizibidogim, where the Tanakam said Yeshbe Mishum Gezel Play Dakishalim and Rabbi Yasi Emir Gezel Gomer Midrabanon. And of course, once the Gemara will explain the nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yasi, we'll also understand that this nafkamina will apply to the other two times of the Mishnah where there's a similar machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yasi. And the Gemara begins, Amar Chista, Rav Chista explains where Rabbi Yasi said Gezel Gomer, he didn't mean Gezel Gomer Midraisa, he meant Gezel Gomer Midravayim, as we explained. And the Gemara asks, "L'mayin nafkamina? L'chari, what's the nafkamina between Tanakam and Rabbi Yasi if they're both saying that there's some sort of gezel that occurred over here and it's only midrabanan?" And the Gemara answers, "L'hitzio b'dayanim, the shaila would be, could you go to a bezin in order to get back this product that someone took? So, for example, in the case of mitzudas chayal ifis and dogim, if someone comes and takes the chayal the if or the dog and moving goes to bezin, so according to the Tanakam, since it's only mipnei dake shalim, the rabbanan could not take this back from the person who stole it. However, according to Rabbi Yasi, since it's a gezel malio, even though it's only Rabbanon, Bezdin would take this product back from the person who stole the fish or stole the bird or stole the animal, and the same would apply by Mitziah Chereshet V'Katan. And even though if a Chereshet V'Katan picks up a Mitziah, they weren't Koina Midraisa. However, Lefida Tanakama that says that you now take it from them and play Daki Sholim, so someone would actually take it, and then the Chereshet V'Katan would take them to Bezdin. Bezdin could not help the Chereshet V'Katan. However, according to Rabbi Yasi, since it's considered a Gezel Gom Midraim, Bezdin would take it away from the person that stole it from the Chereshet V'Katan and give it back to the Chereshet V'Katan. And Rashi adds in that even though according to Rabbi Yasi we would go and take it away through Dayanim, however, Mir Rabbi Yasi, Gezel Malio Loi Havi is not considered Mamish Gezel Lipasel Edus. One who violates this Isidra Rabbanon would be Pasel Edus, Vilava Olo Bilav, and he won't be Oiva on any lav in the Torah. Ayin Rishash, that even according to Rabbi Yasi there could be some Pasel Edus Midrabanon Ayin Sham. And keep in mind that although we just said that a cotton can't be Koine Midraisa, however, Tosis has a famous Shita that holds that if there would be a case of Dasa Cheres Makda, then the cotton would be able to be koina even on the Raisadik level. However, of course, by Mitzia of a cotton, he doesn't have a Dasa Cheres that's being makdet him, and that's why he's not being koina midraisa, and it's only based on Takon Drabanon. The Gemara continues with the sixth Takon mentioned in the Mishnah on the afternoon Tesson of Beis, and the third time where Beis is chilik with the Tanakama. As the Mishnah stated, Ani Hamanaki Peresha Zayas, if an Ani is on top of a Zayas tree and he's taking off Lekat Shikha, and he's doing so by banging and shaking on the branches in order that the olives fall off of the olive tree, even though he didn't make a kinyan on the olives, as he never picked up the olives, mashatach of gezel and b'daka shalom, so someone else can come to the bottom of the tree and start taking the olives, as Rabbanu Gozer, that's considered gezel and b'daka shalom. And Rabbi Yisya Eimer, gezel gomer, Rabbi Yisya states that this once again is gezel gomer midrabbanon. Our Gemara begins, Tana, we learned, emlikev v'nasim biyad harezeh gezel gomer, if Ruvain, who's the oni that's on top of the tree, instead of shaking the branches or cutting the olives off and not picking up the olives, he actually picks the olives and he puts them in his hand, it is considered gezel gomer midraisa, as l'maisa he was koiner the olive, and therefore no one could take those olives from him. Taisus is bothered, l'chayr, what is the chiddush? And Taisus at the top of the states, near the istuch lashminon, betoshim biyada imapilon, afa pishlenis aqua biyada v'lochusben el lapilon, that even though when Ruvain took these olives, he only held on to them for a moment, one may think that he didn't have kavana to be koiner them, still we say that once he held on to them for a moment, he actually did have kavana, and therefore he was koiner the olives, and it's considered gezel gomer midraisa. The Rashba states, v'lav notel biyad b'meskavin listus b'han kama, we're not talking about a case where he actually had kavana, then came ma'ilu meimra, as if so, what's the chiddush? El b'malak biyad k'daka kama, it's talking about a case where he's just collecting the olives with his hands, v'afal p'kein zocho v'yesh b'mishum gezel gomer, and even though he didn't have kavana to be koiner, he's still koiner, and it's considered gezel gomer, and some explain that this is similar to the case of chotzer, where we know that if something is in someone's chotzer, they could be koiner even shloi midaitam. The Gemara tells us a story of Kanav Ka'ozel Utzol, where Kanav went to a city called Hutzol, Chazil HaGavro, Davishad Oifia, the Kanatrim Tamri. He saw a person that was throwing branches and sticks up to the trees, and he was knocking the dates off of the tree. So Rav Kahana went and took some of these dates and he ate them. So the person who was doing this actually said to Rav Kahana, that even though it's true that I was throwing sticks at them and some of the dates were falling off and I didn't actually pick them up, however, I also went, I was collecting many of them by using my hands, and therefore I was cleaning right of them, and you have no right to take any of them, as I was cleaning the Kinyan Gomer, and by you taking them, you could be Oivon Gezel Deraisa. And the Gemara tells us, so Rav Kahana said to him, you must be from the city of Rabbi Yeshia, and therefore Rav Kahana said about Rabbi Yeshia that he was a tzaddik who established the world. And the Mefarshim explained why exactly is this pasuk with tzaddik yisrael eilam relevant to the story. Ayin nechsam seifa. Rashi explains, me'asra Rabbi Yeshia ato lefikach ato baki b'dinim, therefore you're a baki in dinim, lefishu derish l'rabim m'idin, because it was standard Rabbi Yeshia would dash in rabim and he would teach them different halachas. This is the way Rashi learns our sugya. And Taisus asks, v'kashad Rav Kahana hechi have a minka v'ochol, how could it be that even though Rav Kahana didn't see him picking the actual fruit, how could he take it? We said in the first that it is an oni hamenake bereshe zayis mashatachtav gezel mipri dake sholim. So l'chir over here, it should have been gezel mipri dake sholim. And how could Rav Kahana go and take them? Based on this question, Taisus learns the sugya like Rabbeinu Chananel, who learned that this person was actually throwing off branches off the date tree, and he actually wanted the branches, and he wasn't necessarily going to take the dates. Rav Kahana ha'yisav shleihay chayshish min ha'peres. Rav Kahana thought that this person didn't care about the peres element acharius, and he only wanted the branches for amaloi. And then the person told him, that I also intended to keep the fruits, I even picked them up with my hands, and therefore not only is there a takana drabbanon that you can't take these fruits, but it's even gezel as well. In order to explain the sheet of Rashi, some explain that when the Mishnah stated oni amenaka bereshe zayis, this takana was only stated by an oni who is taking leka shikro. However, if there's someone that's taking mina hefka, this takana did not apply. That's why when Rav Kahana saw this person trying to take these dates, even though he knocked them off the tree, he felt the takana didn't apply, and that's why he was taking the dates, and the person responded to him that even though maybe the takana didn't apply, however, l'maisa, I held them in my hands, therefore I was koina even on deraisa level, and you were even on gezel deraisa. And the Gemara continues and discusses the last takana of the Mishnah, that we don't protest against a goy that's taking lecha shikru peya because of dake shalom. And the Gemara brings a braisa, tana rabbanan, mefarant aniyah nochrim im aniyah yisrael, and Rishonim explain that the Mishnah means to say that you're allowed to give tzedakah to an oni who's a goy, just like you give tzedakah to an oni that's Yisrael. However, as we will see in a moment, maybe Rashi doesn't agree with this. And you can go and visit non-Jewish sick people, just like you'd visit a Jewish person who's sick. And you could bury non-Jewish mesim, just like you could bury Jewish mesim and play dake shalom. And Rashi says, in mesi Yisrael, loy bekiri Yisrael, doesn't mean together with mesi Yisrael and bekfirm of Yisrael, elamis askim, but you could go and be metapa with the mesi akum in matzam harugim Yisrael, if you find their corpses together with those of Klai Yisrael. And it's mashma from Rashi that the only time that this din would apply is if you're going to be metapa with mesi Yisrael, then you should also be metapa with the mesi goyim that are there as well. However, if the mesi nachum would be alone and would not be together with mesi Yisrael, possibly Rashi would hold that you couldn't be metapo with Mesi Nachrim, and potentially that would be the same din, that it's only if you're in any case doing it for Jewish people, then you could go and do it for Goyim as well. And we continue with the new Mishnah, that if Rachel has a friend Leah who's choshed on Shemitah, and Rashi explains it's talking about Bia Shemitah, and as we know, if someone takes Piris of Shemitah, and then that type of fruit or that type of vegetable is no longer found in the Sada, then you have to take all those Piris out of your house and be mafka them, and once you mafka them, you put them back into the field, you could really take them back. But this person wasn't makpid on beer at all, and even so, the Mishnah tells us that's not considered Mesayela de Avera if you go and you lend her various type of sieves or a mill or a oven. However, to go directly and work together with her to be buried and to sort the tefua, or to go and actually grind the tefua, that would be asa. And as Rashi says, as since she's in the middle of doing an avera, as she's potentially doing some work in order to go and eat something which is chayav and be a shvius, therefore at that point you're not allowed to work with her, and you're not allowed to actually do a maisa b'yadayim together with her. And the Mishnah brings another case which seems very similar to the Reisha, and even so, the Mishnah will give a different psak, as the Mishnah states, Eishes chavim meshalas leishes amaretz napel kfara uberez v'techenes marketesima, that the wife of a chavah who is neman on maisreis could go and lend to an eishes amaretz, and we know that eishes amaretz is not careful with maisreis, and even so, the eishes chavah could lend to the eishes amaretz various types of sieves, and the eishes chavah can even work together with the wife of the amaretz. She could be bayer, she could be teichen, and could be miraked with her. And the Mishnah continues, avum shitatas hamayim, but once they put water into the flour, and it's now forming into a dough, and it's now chayiv and challah, leitiga yimah, then the eishes chavah should not work together with the eishes amaretz in order to knead this dough, the fish ain't machsikin yidei oivir avera, as at this point, this dough is tevel for challah, and we know that the kelim of an amaretz is muchsik that are considered tamei, and therefore, by going and helping out the amaretz to knead their dough, you're actually causing tumah to tevel, and as Rashi says, v'asa ligrim tumah l'challah, and it's also asa to be gerin tumah to tevel, and the Mishnah continues that even though by right, we should not let an isha lend to a friend that's choshal shvius, hanapa kvarim v'chayim v'tano, and we also should not let an isha's chava be mishalis l'isha's amaretz hanapa v'kvara, as l'maisa to some extent, she's still be miseyel de oivarveyer. However, the kulay amru elam predaka shalom, that the reason why we let him lend these tools and these kelim to an amaretz is because of daka shalom. And the Mishnah continues, machzikin yidei nochem b'shvius, that if there's a guy that's working in a field in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, and since it's not us of him to do so therefore, as the Gemara will explain, although certainly the Yisrael cannot work together with the guy during Shemitah, however, if he goes over to the guy and he says, you should be strong and you should be able to do your avodah well, that would be mutar. Avoloy yidei Yisrael, but certainly not to be machzik the yidei Yisrael, as he's doing an issa deraisa, v'shalom b'shalom p'tei dake shalom. And the Mishnah continues and says that even during a regular year, you're allowed to go over to a guy and you could say shalom aleichem to him, and that's because of dake shalom. And what would be wrong with saying shalom to a guy? Zok Rashi, v'afal pi shematal anochi shem shemayim, that even though you're saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're saying that regarding a guy, shalom shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still we said p'tei dake shalom, it would be mutter. Before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out 2 points from Taisis. First of all, Taisis says in Divam Askel, Mashel is Ishel Chavrasa, that b'seif and farash tektoni masisim p'tei dake shalom, v'kosh rabbein and tam, v'tepikle davishari, mishum de'ik lomitle b'tfuah shal heta, the lemaisa, since over here, we're not sure exactly if this is tua of Issa or tua of heta, so we don't need the reason p'tei dake shalom, and the reason why it's mutter to lend her these kelim is because it was a suffix if she's actually doing something of Issa, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shviyas, that Beishami says, and Beisil says it is mutter to lend someone a par that can plow on Shemitah because it's possible that he'll go and shecht it, and therefore, since they're not sure exactly what he'll do, it is mutter. And L'chari, that should be the same Sfarah of our Mishnah. And Rabbeinu Tam says, that in the Chanami, our Mishnah is talking about a case where she knew that all this woman has was Peir Shviyas. If not for the fact that they have the concept of Daki Shalom, it would be also to go and lend any kelim to this woman that was Chasha al Shviyas. And Taisis also points out a differential between the first case in the Mishnah and the second, as in the first case we said, Mashal's Ishul Chavrasa Chashud al Shviyas, Napel Chvara Verichayim Vitano. And the second case we said, Ashes Chavavim Hashal's Ishis Amoritz, Napel Chvara. And the Mishnah did not mention Verichayim Vitano. And Taisis says, Uve Ashes Amoritz, Leitana Tana Verichayim, Mishum, the Tana Napel Chvara, Vuhuadin Verichayim Vitano, the Yagal of Rea. And since the Rashi already spoke about Rechayim and Tana, therefore it was clear that the Sefer would also agree agreed that you could let a Rechaim Matana, and then Taisa says that maybe B'negei the second case, since this Amoritz is choshed on Tumah, so it's not usual for a Chava to lend a Tana to an Amoritz, and as Taisa says, the Metame V'toyin Shvira, but I do like Tana Tana, like Tana Rechaim, Abba Cheshuda Shvias, like Metame, like Cheshuda Tumah, Ayin and Taisa. And the Gemara begins and asks, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, why is it that in the Reisha we said that regarding someone that's Choshal Shvias, you can't go and work together with them, and you can't be Bayra or be Teichin with them, and this Seifa we allow Eishes Chava to go and work together with Eishes Amoritz, and she can be Bereres V'Teichenes V'Rakadisima, even though she's being Meseyei Aledei Oivei Aveira. And the Gemara brings two Terutzim, Om Abaya, Abaya states, Roiv Amoritz Ba'Astrotain, and Rashi explains, Hilkach Shachshad Rabbanon Ba'almihi, that's only Chashat Rabbanon, that she is actually going and doing work, and she will eat something that you didn't take off Maisa from, and that's why in the Sefer, we even allow the Eishes Chava to go work together with the Eishes Amoritz, even in Bereres and Techeres Merakedesima. However, once you put water into the flour, and now it's Chayiv and Tevel, and there's a Chazaka on the Kelim of Amoritz, that they're Tamei, so at this point, there'll be a problem of being Metame Tevel, and of course, that's the Issa Deraisa, and that's why we say that the Eishes Chava cannot do so together with the Eishes Amoritz. However, Abai explains, the Reish is talking about someone that we know is Choshal Shvias, and Rashi says, the Muchzat Lomba Shechashuda, and therefore, since we know that she's actually Choshed on Bir Shemitah, so therefore, we don't allow the Eishes Chava to go and work with this woman who's Choshal Shvias. And the Gemara continues to explain the Sefer. Rava Amar and Rava says, Hacha Ba'amaritz Rameh V'tumah V'tayra Drabanan, that really we don't say Reva Amaritz Amar Asrin, and really it's Kemechza Amechza, and really in the Sefer we should say that it would be also for the Eishes Chava to work together with the Eishes Amaritz. And Rashi says, Hoyl Ba'aveir Deraisi, since it's Aveir Deraisa. However, our Mishnah specifically talk about a case of an Amaritz who's Muchzik, that she does take off Maisus properly, and when the Mishnah refers to her as an Amaritz, is because there's another din that a person should not eat Chulin B'tumah, and even though that's a din Rabbanon, Chaverim were very meticulous not to eat even a Chulin B'tumah, and this Eishes Amaritz was Choshel Lechol Peris B'tumah, that she would eat her Peris Chulin B'tumah, and since the only time that's Issa Deraisa to eat something B'tumah is by Truma and Kachim, therefore, when Pnei Daka Shalom, Rabbanon said that the Eishes Chava could still work together with Amaritz, and she could even be by Rares B'techenes V'Rakadisimah, since it's only a potential Issa Rabbanon involved. And the Gemara explains, where do we find the Shita Rameir that Amaritz is someone that's not careful on Tum and Tire of Rabbanon, that they will learn to the Braisa, Izeo Amaritz, what is considered Amaritz, Kol She'ena Chulun B'Tire de Rameir, Rameir hold is referring to someone that doesn't eat the Chulun B'Tire, the Chamayim Kol She'ena Mais Peris of, that the standard Amaritz is someone that doesn't take off Maisa on their Peris. Before we continue with the next Gemara's question, we know that Peris or Tfuah cannot become Tame unless they became Huchshel Kabal Tumah by coming into contact with one of the seven liquids of Yad Shach Adam. Therefore, the Gemara asks in Rava that how can you say that the Seif is talking about a case of a chash of Tumud Rabbanon, but by Mitani Sefer, since at the end of the Mishnah we stated Mishitatas Amayin that once you put water into the flour and therefore it's Chayiv and Chala, Leitiga and more, you can't work together with her because of the chash that you're Mitami Tevel, Mechlal de Reish Lab Tumud Vatayra Skinon. So it's Muchach that the beginning of the Mishnah is prior to water coming into contact with the flour or with these pears, and therefore they weren't Huchshel Kabal Tumah. So how can you say that the Chash Tumah in the Reisha, and even though there's a Chash Tumah Drabbanon, we still allow them to work together with Pleidak and Sholim? And the Gemara answers Reisha V'Seva Tumah V'Tayra, that in the Chanami both cases are talking about Tumah V'Tayra, Reisha B'Tumah Schulin V'Seva Tumah Schala, and the Reisha was referring to a case where the Tfuah became wet and therefore they were Huchshel Kabal Tumah. However, there's only going to be a Tumah Drabbanon because they were Chulin, and therefore the Mishnah said that Pleidak and Sholim, even though on Drabbanon level you're being Misael De Oivera, we still allow the Eishes Chava to work together with the Eishes Amaritz. However, in the Sefer, where you put water into the flour, and now you created a dough, and at this point, the dough became Tevel Fuchala, and is an Issa Duraisa to be Metamed, as Rashi says, that the Pasuk says, in Mishmeres Trumasai, Ovid Loshima, that you have to make sure that Truma as well as Chala do not become Tame, and therefore the Mishnah told us that the Eishes Chava cannot work together with the Eishes Amaritz, because she will be Misael De Oivera on an Issa Duraisa. And the Gemara continues to ask a question on Rava, that how can you say that's mutter to be Meseyea, someone that's eating Chulin B'tumah, as it's only an Issa Drabbanon, V'arminu al Yisrael Kasha from the following Braisa, and we continue on Daf Samach Aleph from the Beis, and the Braisa states, Teichnu Mafkidin Eitzel Eichli Shvias, that if Reuven has Tzfuah, that's ready Misukun, and he took off Trumas and Mises, and he now wants to go and grind it together with someone that's Choshe to eating Shvias after this man beer, or V'Eitzel Eichli Pirsein B'tumah, he wants to go and grind his Tzfuah together with someone that eats the Pirs B'tumah, or he wants to store his Tfuah by someone that's not Makbid on Shemitah or not Makbid on eating Pirs of Chulin B'tumah. So the Braisha teaches that he could do so, and Rashi says, that we're not concerned that maybe this person who's chasha on shmita, or chasha to eat his peiros betumah, will actually go and swap these peiros out for his own peiros, and therefore there'll be peiros shmita, or there'll be peiros that are tamei, and he's also not chasha to go and touch them and make them tamei. However, the brayse continues, avaloyla ichli shvius v'loyla ichli peirosim betumah. However, one is not allowed to go and grind the tefuah of a person that's chasha on shmita or chasha to eat their peiros of chulin betumah. And as Rashi says, she'asul sayein be'avirasam, that it's us to be maseyed them while they're doing an avera. And lemaisa, this is question on Rava, because our Mishnah stated techenesima umikmosla ba'ichel chulin betumah, and we said the reason why you could go and grind together with them is because it only involved an isad rabbanon, because they're eating chulin betumah, and mipri dakei shalom, we allowed an ishes chava to grind wheat together with the ishes amaretz. Let's keep in mind that certainly the Gemara's question at this point is not an abaya, because abaya explained our Mishnah that we're talking about a case of maisa, and the chash was that this amaretz wouldn't take maisa. However, since Rav amaretz ma'asunain, therefore the rabbanon said mipri dakei shalom, we allowed an ishes chava to grind tefuah with the ishes amaretz, as the fact that amaretz may not have taken off maisa is a very small chash. And lefi abaya, Mishnah wasn't talking about a case where it was chash of tumah rabbanon on chulin, and therefore certainly there's no question from this brisa, as Abaye would agree that in the case where there's a woman who is chasha to eat peiros betumah, and even though it's tumas chulin, we would still not allow an eishes chava to go and grind their wheat together with the eishes amaretz that chashed on eating their peiros betumah. And as Tosafot points out, that even though this question is not shver on Abaye, however, Amar Abaye, our Gemara now says that Abaye actually brought a teretz for Rava, and Abaye answers that although in our Mishnah we're talking about a case of tumah drabanon, as we're talking about tumah of chulin, however, hasam in this brisa, we're talking about a case where there was a kohen who was actually chasha to eat chumah betumah, and of course that's an issa deraisa, the habli tumah deraisa. And certainly, since we're discussing a case of tumah deraisa, so certainly there is no din mipnei dakei shalim, and that's why we said that a person cannot go and grind a tefuah together with this kohen that's chasha that he eats chumah betumah. And the Gemara continues in the issa on Abaye's teretz ihachi. If you're telling me that the brisa is talking about a kohen who was chasha to eat chumah betumah, so how could the brisa say the mafkidin that the kohen could go and place that truma by this kohen that's chasha to eat his truma betumah? For a minute, I'll ask you a question from the following brisa, which states mafkid the truma itzil yisrael amaretz. Now, although a kohen can be mafkid his truma by yisrael who's amaretz, and you're not chasha that maybe the amaretz will go and touch his truma and make it tamei, however, lo itzil kohen amaretz. However, a kohen cannot be mafkid his truma by a kohen amaretz mipnei shelibel gospel, as since a kohen is used to touching truma, so he won't keep himself away from the truma, and he'll come to touch it and make the truma tamei. So, l'chayr, how could the brisa say that teichnu mafkidin itzil ichli shvius veitzil ichli peirusim betumah, if we're talking about a kohen who eats his truma betumah and is a kohen amaretz, and therefore you shouldn't be able to be mafkid your truma by such a kohen? And the Gemara answers, Amar b'loy hachav ma'iskina b'kilcheres hamukav tzomim pasul. When the brisa states you could mafkid your truma itzil ichli peirusim betumah, that's talking about a case where you put your truma into a kli, and the kli was an earthenware keli, and it was also covered and it was sealed properly. And as we know, the kilcheres cannot become tamei from the outside of the keli and only from the inside of the keli, and that's why we're not chayshish that this kohen will actually go and open up the kli and then touch the truma that's inside it. And that's why we said that you mafkidin itzel ichle perusim betumah. And the Gemara continues and still bothered b'leich Hashem tasitana ishtay nida, that l'chayru we should still be bothered that even though you actually have the truma in the klicheres hamukav tzom and pasol, if you leave your truma by a kohen who's chasher to eat truma tmeya, so then there's a problem that maybe his wife will be a nida, and we know that a nida could be metame something even in a klicheres if she actually moves it or picks up that kli, and even without coming into contact with the inside of the kli. And therefore over here we should worry that maybe his wife moved this kli, and therefore the truma that's inside it would become tummy, and l'chayr you shouldn't be able to be mafkin your truma by someone that's chashed on eating truma betuma. And because of this question the Gemara states Elam Rabbi Yemi stated l'kasher, that's still not shver, kamen peyush yuchshuru kamen peyush l'yuchshuru. In the brisa that stated mafkidin truma it's la yisola amaretz v'la itzel kli amaretz, we're talking about a case where the peyush of truma were already hukshu l'kabel tuma, and that's why we have to be chayshish that this kohen will be mitami the truma. However, in the case of the brisa, which said teichnu mafkidin itzel ichle shvius veitzel ichle peyusim betuma, we're talking about a case where the peyus of truma were not yet hukshu l'kabel tuma, and therefore there's no chash of tuma. And l'chayr, if we're saying that the brisa at the top of the amid is talking about a case where the peyus were not yet hukshu l'kabel tuma, so why did the brisa state at the end of the brisa avloyla ichle shvius vloyla ichle peyusim betuma, as it's considered they be misael de iververa, if right now these peyus are not hushul kabel tumo, and therefore the chayra you're not actually being maseiya at the point of the avera because he's not being mitamed his peyus at this moment b'tzarach bia. And the Gemara continues, v'rimino will ask you another kasha on the brisa that we stated before that stated teichnu mafkidin itzel ichle shvius veitzel ichle peyusim betumo, that you're allowed to be mafkid your peyus by someone that eats their peyus betumo. And the Gemara's question is from Mishnah Masechtas Tmei that states Hamele Chitin L'Teichin Kuti. If someone takes their wheat in order to grind it by a kuti whose job was to grind wheat, or to a grinder who is an Amoritz, Harei L'Becheskosel L'Meisel L'Shvius, then they remain the Chazaka B'Negei Meisa B'Negei Shmita, and we don't have to worry that maybe this kuti or maybe the Amoritz took your Chitin and they replaced it with other Chitin that Meisa was not taken off, or that was pierced, that was also because it was already past the time of Bi'ur Shmita. However, even though we're not Chayshish, that maybe they switched it and they swapped it for other Paris, Avoloi L'Tumma, but we are Chayshish that maybe the Amoritz or the Kuti actually touched these Paris and they made it Tummy. As we explained, the Gemara's question is that at the top of the Amor we said that Mafkida Eitzel Eichle Shvius for Eitzel Eichle Paris Sam B'Tumma, and we're not Chayshish for Tumma. The Gemara answers, Hi, my Rumya, how can you even ask a question from this Mishnah, La'avu Kimnum Perish Le'Huchshru? Now, L'maisa, we said that the first price at the top of the Amor is talking about those Paris that were not Huchshru Kabal Tumma, and certainly over there you could Mafkida Eitzel Eichle Paris Sam B'Tumma. However, in this Mishnah, Masechtas Tmei, we're talking about Paris that were already Huchshru Kabal Tumma, and that's why certainly we're Chayshish that the Amorites would touch those Paris and make it Tumma. And the Gemara asks, why did the Gemara ask such a question if it's obvious what the Teretz is? And the Gemara answers, Mishum the Kambayil Mimme Achrite Allah, that really we're only bringing this Mishnah because we wanted to actually bring a Stira from the other Mishnah that's right after this Mishnah in Masechtas Tmei. As we just brought the Mishnah in Masechtas Tmei in Paragimel Mishnah Dala that stated, and we're not chayish that maybe the Amorites or the Kuti actually swapped out these Paris, and instead of having Paris that were Musa, they put in Paris that were not Musa, and instead of having Paris that were not a chashash shvius, then now these Paris have a chashash shvius. But for a minute, I'll ask you a stira for the Mishnah in Paragimel Mishnah Vav, and the Mishnah teaches Hanaisel Chamisay Maaseh Shu Naisel Law that Shu Naitelin Mena Mepnei Shechshudim Mechalefes Hamiskalkel, that if Reuven is a chover and he has a mother-in-law who is the Ishes Amoritz, and therefore she's choshed that she's tummy, and she's also choshed that potentially she didn't take off Maisa. So if Reuven has a dough and he makes sure that his mother-in-law already went to the mitzvah, and therefore she's not tummy any longer, and he wants to give her this dough, that she should bake it for him and she should prepare it for him. So since the Mishnah is concerned that maybe she'll swap it out and she'll replace his dough and his bread for her bread, so therefore the din is that when this chavah gives his mother-in-law this bread, prior to doing so he has to take off Maisa, because if she swaps it out, then she'll be eating bread that it was not taken off Maisa from, and he will be causing her to eat something that Maisa was not taken off from. And in addition, once he gets the bread back from his mother-in-law, we have to be chayshish that maybe it was her dough and her bread and she never took off Maisa, and therefore once again he would have to take off Maisa. The Mishnah states over there that we are chayshish that she will swap out the bread, and as the Mishnah stated, she chashudim chalefes hamiskalkal, because if she ruins the bread while she's baking it, she will take her own good bread and give it to her son-in-law, and therefore she will replace this bread. And the chayyim Mishnah Vav is a steer to Mishnah Dalad, as in Mishnah Dalad we said that we don't have to be chayshish that maybe they swapped it out, and as the Mishnah stated, and the Gemara answers that in a chanami generally we're not chayshish that someone will swap out different materials. Rav Hassam in Mishnah Vav, when discussing the case of the mother-in-law k'diktani taima, the reason is based on what the Mishnah actually tells us. And Om Rabbi Yehuda explains the Mishnah that stated m'pnei shechshuda mechalefes hamiskalkel, that roitzehi b'takanas bita u'boishe mechasna, that since she wants to make sure that her daughter has good bread and she's embarrassed from her son-in-law, therefore she will switch out her bread for their bread if their bread gets burnt. However, since Mishnah Dal is talking about a standard scenario over there, we're not worried that maybe they'll swap it out. And the Gemara continues and is, well, are you telling me that generally we're not chayshish that maybe they'll swap it out? But we learned in another Mishnah, and this Mishnah is in Masechtas Tmei in Mishnah Hey. So we now learn Paragimel Mishnah Dal and Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah states Hanaisel Pundikus Maaseh Shu Naisel Law Vashu Naitelin Mena. If Reuven is staying by a host and he gives them his flour and his dough and he tells them that you'll use this in order to bake bread for me when I need bread, so once again the din is that Reuven has to take off Maisa before he gives the dough to her, because maybe she'll swap it out and maybe he'll be causing her to eat bread that was not Masukin. And Reuven also has to take off Maisa once he gets back the bread, because he has to be chayshish that maybe she swapped it out and she gave this chava her dough and she never took off Maisa, and the bread is ain't a Masukin. And as the Mishnah states, Mepleisha Mischalefes, because she'll switch out her bread for his bread. And even though over there we're talking about a regular woman and it's not someone that's related to him and it's not his mother-in-law, and we don't have the svara of Mishnah Vav that Rabbi Yehuda stated that Roitz Hi B'Takanas Bito U'Boish Mechasna. And the Gemara explains that over there, when we're talking about someone that's giving the dough to a pundikus, Rashi explained it was talking about a Talmud Yeshua of the Rabbi. We are talking about a Talmud Chacham that went to learn by his Rebbe in this Achsen Eitzel Am Eretz, and he was staying by an Am Eretz Upundikus Eifelayas Isasai, and the hostess would bake his bread for him using his flour and using his dough. And therefore, in that case, it's very similar to the case of the mother-in-law, as Hassan Mariv Gemara that over there we are going to be choshish that this woman would actually swap out the bread because she will say to herself, Bar Be Rav Lecha Chamima, I want to make sure that this young Talmud Chacham will be able to have warm bread and fresh bread, and I will eat colder bread, and therefore there is a chash that she will switch it out as she's doing it L'toiv, and she will be miskaven only for good. But in a chenami, in a normal case, there's no shayla that a woman would not switch out bread that doesn't belong to her for someone else's bread, and that's why Mishnah Da'al we stated, and we're not choshish le'achlufe. And Rashi explains the lashon meri ve'amra as a meri la'atzma hayros mitzvah b'chilav zeh, that she actually thinks that she's doing a mitzvah by switching around the challah and giving the young talmud chacham the fresh challah and keeping the challah that's older for herself. And the Gemara continues and asks another question. Are you telling me that generally we don't have to be choshish le'achlufe, but tani we have a brisa that states ishes chover techenasim ishes amaretz v'zman she'itmeya, then ishes chover could go and help an ishes amaretz to grind a wheat as long as at that time the ishes chover is tummy, and that is because the ishes chover will only be turning the mill, and since she is tummy, it's not usual for her to go and touch anything that's tar, and therefore there's no chash that maybe she'll go and take some of the wheat or some of the flour of the amaretz, which is considered tummy, and actually eat it, and therefore we allow the ishes chover to go and help the amaretz and go and grind her wheat. However, the brisa continues, avoloi bizman shi tera, however if the ishes chover is tar, then we do not allow the ishes chover to go and help the amaretz to grind her wheat, as since at that moment the ishes chover is tar, so therefore she won't keep in her mind that she can't eat the wheat that's over there because it belongs to the amaretz and it wasn't misukin, and potentially while she's going and grinding she'll take some of the wheat and she will eat it and she'll be over on eating something that was not misukin. And Rabbi Shimon Malaza argues and says that even at the time that the ishes chover is tummy, she should not go and grind wheat together with the amaretz, even though since the ishes chover is tummy, she won't go and take from the wheat and eat it. However, we still have to be choshish that maybe the wife of the amaretz will actually take some of the tua and give it to the ishes chover, and since she's getting something from someone else, she won't be thinking that lemaisa this tua is not mesukin, and she'll go and eat from it, and therefore she'll be over on eating something which is not mesukin. We continue in daf samach beizim al for the gemara east hashta migdav gonva. If we see that Reb Shimon Galil is choshish that maybe the wife of the amaretz will take tua that belongs to her husband and will give it to the wife of the chava, and therefore she's actually stealing from her husband. So chalufa loy michlefa, do you think that if there's a scenario where the chava comes and gives her tfuah, which is better than her tfuah, that she won't go and switch it out and give him back worse tfuah and give her her tfuah? Of course she will do so. Therefore, how could a Mishnah Maseches Tzmai in Paragimel Mishnah Dalet stated, if l'chayu we should be chashin l'chlufa? And the Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Hasim Nami, Mari ve'Amra, over there also, she is Mayor Hayros Hetel Atzma, and she says, certainly I'm able to give this food to the Ishes Chava, as the Pasuk teaches us, that when a shar is working in the field, you can't muzzle it, and you have to make sure that it could eat, and therefore, since this Ishes Chava is working together with me, so I have to make sure that I feed her, and certainly I have a right to take this tfuah for my husband to give it to the Ishes Chava, and she'll say, Tur Medishi Ka'achla, that the ox has a right to eat from what it threshes, and therefore the Ishes Amaretz says that I have a right to give this tfuah to the Ishes Chava because she's working with me, and she's grinding the tfuah, but in the standard case that we would not be chayshish l'chalufe, and we wouldn't worry that maybe the amaretz switched the produce with the produce of the ishes chavar. And we learned this gemara according to Rashi. However, Taisus is in Rashi del Chur, how can you say that it's the ishes chavar that's being taken together with the ishes amaretz, and she could do so when she's tamei? If l'chur, since the ishes amaretz is chashid that she doesn't take off maisa, so by the ishes chavar going and doing an action together with the ishes amaretz and helping her to grind her wheat, it comes out that she's actually being maseiah, someone that's in the middle of doing an avera, and of course that should be also, as we mentioned on Amud Aleph. And Tezis also asked that how could the Gemara and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph state that by the Ishes Amaretz giving this tefuah to the Ishes Chava, it's considered that she was stealing from her husband, if we know based on the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph, the Mekablin Dov Amud Ben Anoshim, that he allowed to accept a small gift from women. Therefore, why would our Gemara state that by the Ishes Amaretz giving this Dov Amud to the Ishes Chava, it's considered that she was stealing from her husband, if in fact that's not considered Gzela? And Ayin and Tezis, how we learned our sugya differently, and we will stop over here.